Hello and welcome to Funny Mummies, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian and writer, and I'm blessed with two lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, but also those that are aunties or friends, because let's be honest, we all need the help of our non-tired mates. Join us as we find the funny side of parenting, life, and being bloody great women.
Happy Mother's Day!
You're listening to the Funny Mummies on Soho Radio.
Hey, 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 hey! We dream the same dream, we want the same thing. Oh, we dream the same dream, we want the same thing.
I'm going to tell you who that little voice is in a minute. You're listening to Funny Mummies show for the other woman on Soho Radio. Hello, how are you doing? I'm Hattie Ashdown. Comedian, writer, actress, bum wiper, food burner, human snot rag, otherwise known as a mum. So how's everyone doing? Are you currently listening on a night feed with your headphones in, trying not to excite the baby too much as you laugh out loud at us? Remember, don't look too deeply into the baby's eyes. Don't excite them. You don't want them thinking it's the daytime. Look away, look away. It's sleepy time. Look, mummy's eyes are closing. Okay. Wake up, mum. That's me doing a little service for you, a little wake up. Or dad. We do get a lot of dads listening. And also I had someone contact me who's a man and not even a dad. And he loves the show. So there you go. I think we work like a contraception for maybe a lot of people. Now, my newborn getting up every hour to feed and how the 3 hours of uninterrupted sleep seemed like a delicious dream are behind me in sorts. But now I enter a new realm of sleep departure. With an 18-month-old and a 4-year-old, it goes like this. Baby cries out for a bottle, sometimes in the night. A lot of the time, he will have it and go back to sleep. But if I'm having a bad night, it'll only go to sleep on me while I'm sat up in bed. Otherwise, he will go off like a car alarm if I try to slide down the bed. So when people say, oh yeah, co-sleeping is right, but he won't let me sleep. So that's just one of us sleeping. So I sit in the dark for an hour and wait for the deep breathing sleep and then slide him back into his bed. Then my 4-year-old, once or twice a week, likes to shout out with bad dreams. You can't comfort him. He doesn't like you touching him, but if I leave the room, he shouts. but I also don't want him to wake the baby. So I start off very sympathetically with, okay, darling, it's not real. It's all right. It's all right. It's not real. Then it goes to Hutch, you've got to be quiet. And once I did splash him in the face with water. I do not advise this. I was desperate. It was only a little bit of water from his water cup. So I've lost my way now, what I was saying. So I can't get him out of bed. They will be putting me to bed because I will. Oh, God. Anyway, last night he had at the end, I just. Oh, yeah, that was it. And at the end of it all, he went, I just wanted to build a sandcastle. I was like, for fuck's sake, no more holidays for you. So they like to tag team, basically. And everyone likes to tell me, oh, you'll miss it when they're teenagers and you can't get them out of bed. I'm like, no, I will not. They will be putting me to bed, as I think I'll be in a coma by then. So who are my panel today to help me stay awake, splash our faces with water and open our eyes to the topic of sleep? First of all, nowadays she only needs a cup of tea or maybe a Red Bull on a Friday to keep her going after a hard night of duvet wars with her 4-year-old or foot in the head. She recently hosted the Comedy Virgin's new act award night after repeatedly saying, I'm not doing any stand-up, really. I'm not really doing stand-up. She's my favourite litter picker. She's the icing to my soggy bottom cake. It's Gemma Beagley.
Hello, good afternoon.
Takes me bloody hours to write this. And next up, you can hear one of them.
sorry.
I like it. It's atmospheric. It is funny how they start the minute we start. Of course. Yeah. We've been sat here for a good half hour and then they can tell. They want to get heard. Okay, so that voice you can hear, the voices. She's first time to the Funny Mummy Show. She is an actress and writer with an extensive CV. She has to pick out just a few. She is one third, am I saying that right, of Sketch Group. BBC podcasters, Birthday Girls, plays Kate in the BBC sitcom Josh, was the lead in the Disney comedy film Patrick. She's a newish parent. I think you're still class.
Yeah, I think I feel like a newish parent.
Oh, I still feel like one.
Still grappling.
Who, if we go by Instagram, which is always the truth,
yeah,
is sailing through and being like all good parents and making her baby the object of all hilarity.
Yes.
Welcome, BT Edmondson. And Mabel!
Yay!
Is she in Edmondson, or she's if an, you like combined?
Well,
or
we've combined.
Have you?
Oh. Yeah. Well, no, I mean not. We've put two names. She's double barrel.
Double barrel.
Not combined. No.
Mabel double barrel.
Mabel double barrel.
Yeah, that's her name.
Hey, that took me a while because Josie Long, who's a good friend of mine and been on the podcast, they did make her.
Oh,
I won't say
they?
What because I think she starts to keep things.
Yeah.
Well, I think she does, so I won't say it just in case. But yes, they took Long and partner's surname and made a whole new one.
Oh, I'm not brave enough to do that. I think you've got to have like a level of like bedded in kookiness. Do you know what I mean? To like,
I think two and ones that go well together as well.
Oh,
I mean, yours is quite long. So what's your husband's name?
Francis.
That's
so
two
it would
long
be
ones.
Edmancis or Fredmanson.
Fredmanson's quite nice.
Yeah.
Mine would have been BB.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I'm speechless.
Yeah, BB, yeah. B-A-B-E-A.
Oh, yeah. Because your surname...
I know. It was hardly worth changing it.
Yeah.
But yes, BB, yeah. So
we've
would have worked.
Double-barreled, which... I mean, did you have like the whole discussion? Oh, we had this discussion before we even got married. Actually.
Yeah, we had the discussion.
Did you?
Well, yeah, it was before we got married about if our children would have a double-barreled surname.
Was it a decider whether you'd marry or not?
Well, like before, I was like, no, I'm not going to give my child two surnames to contend with. That's just cruel. To the point where another one of our mutual friends was like, I bet you £100 that baby's going to have a double-barreled surname. Uh-huh. And Sam was like, no, it's not. And then it did, and now he's had to give him £100. I mean...
Made some money.
But, you know, to honour that bet is... It's pretty noble.
Well, you give them choice. That's how I looked at it. I was like, so... They're Ashdown Holland, which does sound like solicitors, but they could be great solicitors.
I know.
And it gives them choice, doesn't it? She can choose.
I just feel sorry for her. Mm. She's never going to be able to fit her name on a form.
Yeah.
Yeah, already. Oh. You must have had it already when you're filling out.
Oh, God, yeah. Even my name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Edmondson is long.
Because
I'm having to create extra boxes on the end of... Yes, we know.
Yes, she's so Mabel is in the room. We should acknowledge her. Woo, woo. Oh,
hi, Mabel.
8-month-old Mabel is in the room. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's got a full lock of hair.
She does. Too much hair. I mean, also, it's going bald at the back, so she's got what I like to call a Shoreditch undercut.
Hey! Oh, yeah.
But it looks more like, I don't know, something else.
Little hairpiece. But no, it's
bad
gorgeous.
Toupee.
Did you have the old wives' tale of indigestion, or she must have?
I had
a lot
really
of hair.
Bad indigestion. I had to sleep sitting up for the last like.
Oh, so when I was saying that about sleeping sitting up, you were like, "Yeah, I've got no sympathy." I did it for 9 months.
Oh yeah, yeah, awful.
Oh really? And swigging the Gaviscon.
Yeah, I had a bottle of Gaviscon with me wherever I went. I ate too much at my friend's wedding and spent.
Oh yeah.
I had
that one
so much, and I had 3 pieces of the cake. I'm sure there were people like, where's the cake gone? Because I just like yammed it all down my face. And I couldn't sleep for the whole night because it was just,
acid
reflux.
But apparently out of all the wives' tales, there is some truth in that hair, the hair one.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I forgot the reason.
I mean it. Yeah. Makes sense.
What about you, Gemma? Did you get any indigestion?
I didn't know. Very bad heartburn, yeah. And people say, oh, you have a hairy baby.
Did they?
And he's not particularly hairy, I wouldn't say.
So there you go.
He's not the hairiest baby I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it was
like 50-50, isn't it? Whether the baby's going to be hairy or not.
Yeah, or a boy
or
a girl.
Or if you're
going to
have, yeah.
But what I found amazing about the heartburn is that because it was so, consistent and persistent, and a friend said to me, the minute the baby's born, it will go. And I was like, I can't just go. And it just does.
Awesome. But then it's replaced with so many other things.
Yes, yeah.
That you hardly notice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just maybe one thing you go, at least. Yeah. I haven't slept for 6 months, but at least I don't have that heartburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to. Yeah, when you're like moaning about this newborn and not sleeping. Yeah. I remember the second time, that is one good thing. Obviously, Buster, if you're listening in the future, there was lots of good things about the second one.
Yes.
But it makes you appreciate things.
Yeah, when
you have a second one, you're just like, well, I'm going to appreciate that I'm not pregnant. Because I hated being pregnant. Did you like being pregnant, BT?
I mean, I had quite an easy pregnancy, really. So it was fine. Apart from the acid reflux towards the end, generally had quite a nice time.
You could
being
get
pregnant.
About. You didn't have too many aches and pains.
No, no. Because, I mean, I didn't really... I mean, I did show, obviously, but, like, I'm quite tall.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, like, uncomfortable with it. Oh. It wasn't like she was up in my lungs you know, poking out.
I bet your NCT class hated you.
Yeah.
You were the one, but you were one of those I used to call, oh, look at her, she looks like she swallowed a pickled onion.
Yeah.
Just where I came in, like a beached whale. I looked pregnant, really pregnant at 3 months, you know.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it's and here she is.
Here she bloody is.
So how are you finding it all? Now I feel
where,
like
yeah,
you're
where,
midwife.
Where are you
I do
at?
Feel like
where
you're midwife at? Now.
Well, actually, I feel like since introducing solids, I feel like we've turned a corner. And since stopping breastfeeding, actually. Just takes that whole extra layer of stress out.
Yeah.
Because we had real problems with the old boobs.
Booby feeding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't mention that word.
Don't mention the B word.
What, like batching on and all that?
Yeah, and we had shields. We were using shields for basically the whole thing, just because. Ugh. And yeah, I won't go into it. It's quite gruesome.
I as you know, I'm moving still, and moving I was clearing out the loft, and in a box of feeding stuff in terms of like little trays to put mushed up. Yeah. Parsnips in or whatever. There was a bit of Tupperware with a couple of used nipple shields. I'm not quite sure what I was saving those for. I'm not sure if you can re-gift those. I was just gone. That's it. Yeah. Put them in a bit of Tupperware and just saving them for the next one.
Why not?
Oh, bless you.
Why not?
They went in the bin.
Yeah. And Gemma did give me her breast pump.
I did.
Because it's like, you know. You can sterilise them and everything. Yeah. And also, it's just milk coming out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be able to go, eh! But it makes sense because they cost a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I'm just going to grab her.
Get her out, that's all right. They cost a lot of money and you might not be able to, you know, express any.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And I've still got it. It's one of the last things I've got to get rid of and I don't know. I feel like I need to pass it on to somebody, like passing on...
Shame you can't use it for anything else, really, isn't it? Upcycle it.
Get a cow.
Well.
Yeah, get myself a little cow. Wow, that would be talk of Bexley Heath, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or, no, it's about a goat, maybe.
A goat. I'm put it sure sticking, see oh, me, yeah. Can't you? In the garden, sticking it on a goat, trying to get myself... Oh, it's that noise.
Yeah,
did
they're
you
not
try
quiet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean... I had excess milk, which sounds annoying.
No,
annoyingly good, but it was like annoyingly painful.
No, I had it as well. It's not good.
Yeah, awful. So when I pumped, it was just like blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which was good. But yeah, and she always took the bottle as well, which is...
Oh, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
That's a bonus. Yeah, no, combi feeding. There's a woman I follow on Instagram, because that is my life now, and hopefully she's going to come on the show soon. But she, to talk about, because she says, I don't think there's enough people, but she had a lot of breastfeeding problems.
Yeah.
And I forgot she's going to kill me because I've forgotten her, because she used to be called Crafty Fox, and now she's using her real name, and I've forgotten it. Victoria Elms, I think it is. And she said, you know, like, she had a lot of trouble breastfeeding, so then when she started combi feeding, it just saved her life. And she was like, I don't think a lot of the health workers and stuff really talk about that. It's like one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also overwide, but it's bloody nipple confusion, which is rubbish. If anyone, I'm sorry, I'm not a doctor, right? But neither of mine have had nipple confusion. They know.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Can you just clarify what nipple confusion is?
Well, supposedly they wouldn't be able to
latch onto the nipple if they latched onto the bottle, which isn't true, because when I was weaning her off, I still kept her on the boob for the night feeds for a while.
Mm.
And she was absolutely fine. She was like bottles all through the day and boobs at night, and there was no problems.
Yeah, I did both.
Yeah. We know best. We should start our own
movement.
Our own movement, our own antenatal group. Well, I've told you my favourite joke is I've got to start my own antenatal group. Basically, just charge everybody £350 for a WhatsApp group. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
So, sleep. How's this is what we're talking about? How is the sleep? Is she a good?
She's a great nighttime sleeper.
Woohoo! And has been from the beginning, sort of thing.
She went through like quite a long period of time of waking up at like 2 or 3 a.m. and being like, "I'm awake now."
Yeah.
Which was quite stressful, but apart from that, she's actually been quite good.
I always wonder if this has a lot to do with it. What time was she born?
She was born at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
2 a.m.
I don't know. Well, I'm going with that.
What's your theory? What is your theory?
I don't know. But I just wonder if
if they're born like in the morning,
then they'll wake up in the morning or something.
I don't know where I was going with that, but I feel like she's like, born in the night. She's and then she goes back to sleep, and then I'm making it up. Talking absolute shite. But yeah, so she's pretty good at.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you have a routine?
People are going to hate me, but no, we don't have a routine. I mean, we've got like a loose routine, but it changes all the time. And recently she's been sleeping in. I had to wake her up at 8:30 this morning.
Wow.
But I know that there's an 8 to 10 month sleep regression or something like that.
Oh, these leaps and all stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Phases.
So I'm not.
There's always a phase.
I'm not, counting my chickens, but.
All sheep.
Yeah, all sheep. What's this?
No, it is chickens, but I was just thinking sheep sleep.
Count all of them.
God.
Keep a count. Just keep a count of all the farmyard animals.
Sorry, Gemma, go on.
No, I was going to ask, and what about your own sleep? Like, do you feel like you've caught up?
I do a bit. I mean, I still am just tired all the time.
Yeah.
But I think that's more to do with my diet and exercise routine, which is non-existent. I mean, my diet is very existent, but it's just cakes. But but before her, I was like a big sleeper inner.
Was you?
Yeah.
Good at it.
I'm really good at it. I'd really got it down. That's gone out the window.
Me too. So how have you dealt with that? Do you take turns with your partner getting up in the morning? Or
yeah, well, usually he takes her in the morning if he's going to work, which is quite good.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he leaves by 8:30, so it's not really that big a sleep in.
That is a lay-in to me. Yeah. I never thought I'd say that in the old days. But
it's the parameters change.
I had a little bit look into sleep for new parents, and a study showed that new parents will get just 4¾ hours sleep in an average night during the first year.
Four and three quarters.
I mean, I feel a bit thinking about that.
Well, I bet because in the beginning, the first 3 months, when they're feeding every hour.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
was it a shock?
Was
you like, what have I done?
Yeah.
It's like the enormity of it. You go like, oh no, my life has changed.
It is.
You're like, oh, it's okay. I'm ready for my life to change. And then you're like, oh no, my life's changed.
And it's just that. Well, how long is this gonna?
Yes.
How long is this gonna last? When am I gonna be able to sleep for forever? 4 hours and 44 minutes consistently without being interrupted? By the way, broken
sleep.
Never.
Exactly. Chunks that you just long for. Like I said, I'd just be like, oh, I can't wait for 3 hours. That seems so lovely. Yeah.
Yes.
But yes. Well, as they say, they.
Yes.
Should
yes.
use it. Yeah. As a
good point,
of
actually.
Torture.
Well, it's that
interrupted sleep.
They tell you all the signs to look out for in postnatal depression. It's like, oh, you know, you're not sleeping, you know, you're stressed out, you're crying a lot. It's like that's just par for the course.
Yeah.
That is just the mental state you're in. I don't know how I don't think anyone really prepared me for that. That kind of mental breakdown.
Did you do all the NCT? Other groups are available.
Yes, I. Oh, sorry. Just
good for you, girl. You're better out
good
than in.
Really,
she feels really relaxed with us.
She's really relaxed. I find that a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, I did NCT.
They don't prepare you.
So
that side of things, I don't think.
They concentrate so much on the birth, which was helpful, but nothing afterwards.
I'm getting a little bit of upwind at the moment of the Trump.
Sorry.
Oh, it's lovely.
She's moved on to...
Sweet.
She's on solids now, so it's all... That's the Weetabix she had this morning.
But then what could preparation... It's not going to change it, is it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like going, oh, by the way, you are going to feel like you're actually
at least
crazy.
Like a heads up. I know that you... Because I've had friends who are pregnant and you don't want to scare them.
No.
No.
And be like, you're going to lose your mind, maybe. But...
Did anybody give you any unsolicited advice?
I don't know.
I guess
any
your sisters have got, one's got kids, hasn't she?
One's got three kids and she's a year older than me, so she's really...
Wow.
Done it.
She's done it.
She's done it.
Quite close in age then, are they?
Yeah. The first two were only 17 months apart.
Wow.
Which I'm like, what?
Yeah. Did she want that? Just like bang, 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 get them out.
Yeah. But then she waited for 3 years to have the next one. So I'm like, maybe that was a... She regretted that slightly. But yeah, I did go to her quite a lot for advice. Yeah. But she's a very much a worst case scenario person.
Right.
And it's like, don't do this, they'll die. Don't do this, they'll die. They can die this way or this way. And definitely don't do this because they will die. It's like, okay. But she was there at my birth.
Oh.
Which was really nice.
That is so nice.
Yeah. My mum was supposed to be there, but she was working. Because Mabel was 2 weeks and 2 days overdue.
Mabel.
I know. Idiot. But yeah, no, she was there and it was really nice, actually. Because she'd been through it so recently as well. So yeah. She sort of, I don't know, knew all the like nice positions to be in.
I think I only had my husband there, but I think in some ways, the second time I did think about having someone like my sister or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, God love my husband, but the first time, he just get really tired.
Yeah.
And... I know why I'm doing
like,
all
they
the work.
Can't relate at all.
They can't relate.
They can try to relate, but they can't.
No.
They,
can,
they don't know how to help. And they
powerless.
Hate not knowing how to help.
Yeah.
And he went really pale. And
did he?
Because it got a bit like gruesome towards the end, and we had the forceps and the ventus and everything.
Oh, the ventus.
Yeah.
It sounds like a 1940s dance, I would think. Let's do the ventus.
I just remember, I was a bit out of it, but I just remember a nurse going like, sorry, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I just think I need to go and sit down.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Okay.
You can see Gemma's facial expression, people. One of my favourites. You go into that bit of the this was before I had... a spine injection and stuff, and before I had tried the Ventus first time, but it was the point where I think you sort of go into such a trance with the contractions. It's so painful, you can't speak.
Yeah,
but I was so thirsty, and he kept, and we'd run out of the water bottles, and he kept giving me the orange juice that I bought in a straw, and I couldn't say like,
get it away.
Orange juice was so, it was so acid. Yeah. I might as well be drinking vinegar.
Oh.
Which I do love, but not when you're giving birth. And so I'm just like, I just couldn't get the words out, because then you go and want to say it, and then another contraction comes.
Oh God.
God, we're really putting them off now. Anyway. But right, let's have your sleep. Your sleep? That's all I got on my mind. Let's have your first song choice, BT, if I can find. Yeah. I'm trying to do everything myself. Okay, so just tell us. Tell you which one I chose, because you said anyone off the album.
Oh, yeah, I did.
The one that you suggested I chose.
Oh, okay, good.
Right, that was a good wake
us up. It's the best one.
Yeah.
So any particular reason you just like it, or you don't have to have
I feel like I got really, because she's just so angsty. It's Alanis Morissette. And it's a real mood. And like, I used to like sing it when I got really hormonal when I was pregnant. And it's just a good song to sing out loud.
Oh.
And also, my first choice karaoke song, I think.
Is Ooh. It?
Yeah.
Are you a bit of a singer?
No. Absolutely not. I'm a screecher.
That's the
but
best.
It's one of those songs you can like act and it's
Is
quite
it a good
funny.
One? Oh, I might put that to my repertoire.
Yeah.
I love a karaoke. Right. Okay. This is you ought to know. Oh, that's what I'm saying. You're listening to the Funny Mummies on Soho Radio for the Other Woman Show.
I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best. For you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother.
You're listening to the Funny Mummies on Soho Radio. Oh, no, we don't want more Belinda. We always want more Belinda.
No such thing as not enough Belinda.
Belinda Carlisle, it's like one of those names that when you think about it, you're like, she's called Belinda. But you just say her whole name and then you go, do you know what I mean? Anyway.
She's more than a name. She's gone above that.
That voice you can hear is a great name. It's BT Edmondson. And we've got Gemma Beadley and I'm Hattie Ashdown. Actually, it's not your real name, is it? You're a bit like me.
Oh, yeah, it's Beatrice. And that clacking is my daughter.
And that's Mabel. She does not want to be forgotten. Oh, Mabel, did that come from anywhere particular? Was it a relative or...?
No, it's just I really liked it. I feel bad because it doesn't have, like, a story behind
it.
It's not, like, a meaningful name.
You both agreed on it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's wasn't there any fights
it's
over
one of the
it.
Few we agreed on.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, that's lucky.
Also, the middle name was a real battle as well.
Why?
Because I wanted her middle name to be Moon.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Label Moon. How cute is that,
it's
right?
It's so cute. Gemma's...
No, Gemma's giving me a look.
I'm very traditional. David, yeah. John, Christopher.
All right. Mabel Christopher, yeah.
What has she got then? Sam didn't want the Moon.
Sam didn't want Moon. He really didn't. I don't know.
Middle names, that is the place you can do
all Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the place where you can be a bit kooky. He was like, yeah, but what does it even mean? I'm like, it literally means the moon.
Yeah.
What more do you want it to mean?
I'm trying to remember a great one we had at, because I don't know if you know, the listeners know, of course, but I run Scream with Laughter, which is a lunchtime comedy club where people can bring their babies. And often I asked the mums and dads, you know, that question of, did have to fight for the name. And I can't remember now, but it wasn't Wolf, but it was something like that. And I was like, that's a great name.
Yeah.
And she didn't get it. I think it was a woman, would you think of a big stereotype? But we, so my second child is called Buster.
Oh.
which gets mixed reactions. Mainly old people, old ladies go, oh, you haven't. If I'm getting my nails done a couple of times, what's the call my Buster? No. Poor little bugger. Honestly, and they have no shame saying it to your face. Anyway.
That's mean. You can never judge anyone else's name.
But when we rang up, the phone call, you know, to the mother-in-law, I think she was the first person we called, say he's here, and she's like, what you called him? And because we never revealed the names,
right,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I meant to ask that as well, actually.
Yeah.
Did you know what sex you were having?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I couldn't wait.
No, I
couldn't.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
we knew the sex, but I said, look, we're keeping names to ourselves.
Yeah,
and so we rang up. We said, oh, what are you gonna call him? And we was gonna call him Buster Flash Ashdown Holland, and she went, you're not. And then actually, we put the phone down and went, yeah, Flash is maybe.
Maybe Flash is mad.
A bit mad. But I think it's because the firstborn, who's called Huxley, he has got a great middle name called, which is Ace.
Ace.
I'm sorry, but I do think it's a great... She's writing that down.
Hang on. So Buster Ashdown Holland.
But no, his middle name is now Elwood.
Right, but he would have been...
He would have
Flash.
Been Buster Flash.
Ah.
Oh,
Saviour
no.
of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
See?
What?
Flash. Ah. Ashdown Holland.
Oh, yeah.
We missed a trick.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
No, oh. We changed it. We were like, I was a bit off my head on gas and air. And I was like, no, let's give him Elwood, because if he grows up and hates us for calling him Buster, Elwood is a much more regal name, I think. And so he's got that.
He could be Woody.
Exactly.
Oh.
I love Buster. But sometimes I think, should we have called him Elwood? Because I didn't realise the connotations that, like, people go, oh, Buster, oh, is he going to be toughy?
Oh,
so
I didn't think about that.
I just thought Buster sounded friendly. Yeah,
it does sound friendly.
Anyway.
Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him. Do what you like, isn't
it? He can
it?
Be his own
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about sleep today. Where are we at? I mean, me and Gemma are like, so we're 4 years in. Both our oldest sons are 4 years. Obviously, I've got the second one, so I've got the another layer of sleep deprivation above Gemma. But Gemma, where are you now with sleep?
Okay, well, I mean, so Al is, he will sleep for, hopefully he'll be asleep by 8 o'clock on any given night, and he will, left to his own devices, he will wake up about 7:30.
So it's pretty,
I'm absolutely fine. However, he will not stay in his own bed. He will wake up in my bed. But you know what? It's just how it is for now. That's been my whole philosophy throughout.
He's not going to be doing it when he's 50.
Exactly. Oh, and I'll deal with it when I'm...
Well... You know.
And, so that's where I am. But in terms of me, I'm a teenager that will not go to bed early.
Oh, really?
It's like, I can stay up as long as I bloody want to. And I do. And then in the morning when the alarm goes off at 7, which isn't...
Why did I get up at
bloody 1 o'clock sitting in bed reading on Pinterest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But apparently, so Hux and Alistair's age, they should be sleeping for 10 to 13 hours per night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That answers why Hux has been a bit tired lately, because I don't think he's been having enough sleep. Oh,
10 to 13, yeah.
What's his sleep like? What does he do?
He's quite good, but I just think he's been going to bed and, like, he's... Touch wood, always been really good at going to bed. I've had lots of other problems with him, but one thing is bedtime, he knows. But I think sometimes he's been playing in his room is a new thing.
Aww.
So he's playing Lego or whatever. You can hear the clink, clank, clonk, and he's getting things down. But then it's so cool, so then it's 9:30 by the time he's passed out on the Lego. So I think that's why there's been a lot of me picking him up from school when he's just crying for no reason, where he's just so exhausted.
Overtired.
Oh, he's overtired.
He's overtired.
My sister's middle kid is, how is he, 5? And if she doesn't have a snack for him at the school game...
Meltdown.
He's just like, I'm hungry. There's literally a cafe around the corner. We're just going to run there and get you a snack. I'm hungry.
I'm not going to make it.
Oh,
no delay gratification. So it's like, no. Now.
Yeah.
You've got that to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried not to start the snack because I think if you start it every night, every day, then you, if for some reason you forget it. But he hasn't quite got it. He's been there to school since last September and he still goes, have you got a snack? I go, no, I've got them at home. He still tries it. I do remember my mum would meet me with a little snack and stuff, but then sometimes the neighbour used to pick me up and it'd be some dry old boring biscuit. So.
What would your mum bring you?
Probably. I don't know, like a nice little sweet or. Not go crazy. It'd be like, oh, one little sweet in a wrapper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just remember that. I do know that feeling of like when it's not your mum picking you up. And you didn't really like it.
Yeah. We used to get lifts to school with a family down the road and they were like a bit weird. But I remember one morning, it was like a really like clear blue morning. And we were like on the way to school in the car and he went, oh, it's really foggy, isn't it? We were like, oh. And they were like, okay, maybe you won't get lifts with them anymore.
People.
Yeah. You go like, what does he mean? Is there something wrong with his vision? Should he be driving some children to school?
Yeah, is he?
Did they have children themselves? Or
yeah,
oh, okay. Mum wasn't just palming you off to someone,
no. Like... some random.
So we have, well, maybe they were just sleep deprived.
Yeah.
You see?
Maybe.
We all do the most, and say, I mean.
Funny old things.
I was trying to think of funny things that I've done, and I really can't think of any. I just can't find my words a lot of the time.
Al was about, I don't know, he was like maybe 6 weeks or something, and I went to get my eyebrows threaded. I fell asleep having my eyebrows threaded. The most painful thing after childbirth that can happen to you. And I fell asleep in the chair. Absolutely.
Was he there in the buggy?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was a soft chair.
Yeah.
And I wasn't moving. Yeah.
And someone's like paying you attention.
Someone's touching.
Yeah, that's so true. I was just my eyebrows tinted the other day and I was like, oh, it's so nice.
You just want to cry, don't you? Just like, oh, thank you for helping me.
Just the little brush that they use is so soft.
But have you done any like self-care? I hate that word.
I had a haircut. And they were like, and I was like, I don't know how much has gone. They were like, a lot has gone. A lot has gone. And I was like, okay.
Postpartum hair.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a new thing to learn, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yeah, but I've got,
it looks like I shaved the side of my head, but that's all just, it was all
bald. I can see.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know unless, like, now you're pointing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does take
mental.
Well, for me, it took a bloody long time for the...
For it to grow back.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because this is like, what, how long is that going to take to grow? Like, 5 years? 5 years until
just get it all
the
shaved
same
off.
Length as
it just seems bullshit, though, doesn't it? It's just like, right, I lost it during pregnancy. It's lasted 9 months.
No, but doesn't it go luxurious and stuff when you're pregnant?
Yeah.
You've got this luxurious
thing. It doesn't fall out, so it all stays there.
Gemma's got a lot of hair. I feel like you just didn't even notice. Yeah, you've got nice thick hair, I reckon. Like,
a double crown.
Have you?
Double crown. Well, double crown's the only thing that I've learned since having a baby. It's got a double crown, has it?
Oh, you know, and you just felt that. It. Congratulations!
I felt both of them coming out.
We've got two crowns. You're crowning. What? Which one?
But other bizarre things I found on the internet while I was researching sleep deprivation. There was a guy here who, in the middle of the night, bought a Nintendo for £800 off eBay. And it wasn't until it turned up and he went, oh. So there was that.
I did exactly that, but with an iPhone. £700 iPhone.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my phone wasn't working very well.
Yeah.
So it was just like, at any cost.
I'll just get a new one. Like, while she's, like, doing a night feed.
Normally, putting your stuff in your Amazon basket.
Oh,
and other better... companies are available.
I've given so much money to that evil man.
Or ethical companies are available.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I wish I had I didn't need to put the kettle in the fridge. A few of those classics.
Yeah. I started making a cup of tea in the dog's bowl.
Did you?
Yeah. Tea bag in. I was like, oh, yeah. I haven't even got a dog.
Shut up. She has, or did I?
That's a different show.
There is a different show. But I think very early on, and maybe I've met bored listeners with this before, but I made a thing quite early on. I think because I didn't want to be that mum that every time you meet up with friends, particularly with friends who haven't got children, and going, how are you? Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And it's so easy
it's
just to
say. It's the first
that.
Thing I say, it's so bad.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong in that, but when I didn't have kids, I didn't want to be saying that. So I just, one morning, I remember it was really early, I'm getting up with the baby, and I just thought, right, I've got two attitudes of this. You just resign myself to this is it now. Not in a depressing way, but it was rather than trying to battle it.
It's accepting.
That's how I felt about routine. It stressed me out so much to the point where you're going like, just go to sleep! Right. Shush! And it's like, well, what? Maybe she just doesn't want to go to sleep right now. Or maybe she'll do it later. Yeah. And that's also fine.
Yes. Another comedian, Caroline Hardy, has been on before. I think she, when she decided organised chaos is fine, she felt a lot better.
Yeah.
And I did follow Gina Ford with my first one. No, I cherry picked.
Yeah.
That's what I did, bits of it. And it did work for us and for Huxley. But looking back now, he might just fall into that routine because they do sort of fall into a routine anyway. You'll probably find that. You know, because last night you said, oh, I've just put her to bed.
Yeah.
About seven or eight, was
seven,
it?
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's basically you're doing that. That's genial, really. Sort of 7, 8, put them to
bed.
Yeah. Whereas some would just still be keeping them up till like 9, 10.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she just starts getting grouchy.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
I do wonder what would happen if you did just let them. Do you know what I mean? Like, not put them to bed. Do you know what I mean? Like, what would they... I mean, surely they'd just...
Yeah, what would
sleep
happen?
When they want to.
I tested it, but...
No, I mean, because we've got lives and, extenders on whatever, but...
I feel like when... So now, and Buster's 18 months, he's that classic groucho if he doesn't have a nap in the afternoon. Mm. But he's not one of those babies that would just go and fall asleep. I have to put him down
somewhere.
In the buggy. So what he would do is just cry and cry and cry and have fits and get grouchy, and then probably when would eventually pass out.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they would do. Mm. So no, just don't think anyone really wants to test that.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Noted.
Right. So we've got, we don't want to run out of time before, so maybe this is a good time to mention a bit of Mum's the Word, and then we'll have another song, I think. Or we haven't had your song, Gemma, so we'll have your song. But anyway, so Mum's the Word, we haven't done this for a while because I'm rubbish and forget. Things that you just, from the language of parenting that should go in the Mum's the Word.
Bin.
I've mine is he sleeping through yet?
Oh yeah.
There's no such thing really, sleeping through. It's just,
and it's the first question anyone asks.
Yeah,
you.
It's so boring.
You go like, what? Well, and also it makes, if your baby isn't sleeping through, it makes you feel so
absolutely
awful and guilty.
Yeah,
and like you've got a bad baby.
And people have got different ideas of what sleeping through means, because actually when I did a little bit of digging on mine sleeping through, and I'm thinking, fuck you bitch, like really jealous, and you dig a bit and they go, I get him up for a dream feed at 2 o'clock in the morning, go, hang on a minute,
that's not sleeping through. Mm-mm-mm.
That I thought you meant down at 7, up at 7, like that is like an entire night
sleeping through.
That's not what they mean. They mean 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's what they mean. Mm. That particular person.
It's just a block of sleep, and they're all different. And sometimes people say that, and actually, what they're doing is they're taking them to bed with them,
or drugging them with antihistamine.
Give them a bit of Calpol.
Water in their faces.
People don't throw water in faces as much as they used to in like
the
30s.
Can I just say, he has a little sports bottle by the side of his bed to drink. So it was just like a tiny little squirt. And I'd got to the point where I knew, anyone listening going, oh, he's having night terrors. It's not night terrors. He's just a bad dream.
Yeah.
And he's just he's very vocal in the day. He's a very loud child. Mm-hmm. So they say that they reflect how they are at night. Like, oh, great. So he's just like shouting. Beatty, anything you'd like to put in the Mum's the Word?
I think, I'm on lots of internet forums about mothering. And I hate those little abbreviations, like, oh, my LO for my little one.
Oh, yeah, D-D. I don't
understand. DDDS. Yeah. What's DD? SO. Darling daughter and darling son.
Shut up.
SO.
Get out.
What's that?
Significant other.
Oh, my God.
DH, dearest husband.
No. How do you know them all?
She's on some forums.
Because I must find out. If I see an abbreviation, I must know that instant.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm not. I don't.
EBF, exclusively breastfed.
Oh.
That makes me feel terrible. It's like,
that word exclusive.
My EBF 2-year-old. It's like, oh, Jesus.
It's that word exclusive as well. It just makes it sound like.
Makes it sound like bloody Hello magazine. That's what it sounds like. Exclusively breastfed. £1 this week. Well, my one.
Gemma.
Well, he's in reception now, and I seem to be getting an invitation to a maths.
She means reception school, if anyone doesn't know. She doesn't mean she's left him in reception.
Yeah, he's just in the foyer.
There seems to be a flyer for some kind of maths wizardry masterclass.
Right.
Parents' evening that I seem to have to go to every bloody week.
God.
He's 5.
Is he really good at maths?
He must be. He takes after you.
Wow.
Is that a humble brag? It's like, well, oh, God, my child's such a genius.
I assume everyone gets this letter. It's not just bloody me. That would be weird. And I just keep... It's just like... he's 5.
Yeah.
Exactly. He'll just, let him just count whatever. Right. You know, yeah. Why does he have to be learning wizardry maths?
So many, you know, sorry, they learn programming now.
Coding, like, oh yeah.
Yeah, coding, oh, yeah.
To what? To make a bomb? What?
No, to make a, like,
an internet
website.
Bomb.
To make a website, is it 5 years old?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you want my nephew to make a website for you?
Well, I bet he's got his own YouTube page and everything. Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok. So you would like to put in there, basically, extra help at school?
No, it's not. It's just constant... Constant being invited to events constantly, right. Not just maths. Mm. It's number bonds and alpha,
the phonics,
and all that. Yeah. You know, it just seems to be quite persistent.
We
invites
do
to these
exactly
things.
Because I don't know if you've got the parent mouth. Just turn it off, and then
yeah. No, that's true.
But then I missed something. I was picking them up the other day, and I heard some of the mums going, "Oh, they went to a visit to a care home today," and I was like, "I knew nothing about it." I was like, "That one I would have liked to have known about because yeah. I would have, you know, prepped him up. Go, right, you must talk to all the old ladies. Yeah. And you must really give them a kiss. And you must give yes." Gemma's looking at me like, well, I've just got a thing about it.
No, I know.
He doesn't have any grandparents. Yeah. Oh, that sounds awful to the other side. He doesn't have grandparents on my side. And
they're not old. Yeah, yeah.
I've got myself a bit of a toy boy, so busy. And so his mum and dad are quite young, really. And they're not like old people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I grew up with a lot of old people around. Yeah. Like, and now I really appreciate that upbringing.
Yeah.
And the characters that I had around me, mostly women, old great women. And they're brilliant. And, yeah, so he doesn't have that. So I think we've talked about this before, haven't we? But I like to do that kind of like volunteering and taking him into an old people's home. But he's also not that kind of nice. There's some children being like a nice little boy that would sit there and read a book to them.
Oh.
He'd just be
charging around.
Yeah, climbing the walls. And
yeah.
Oh, but they like that too. That's like...
Maybe.
It's fun, isn't it? Having someone with a bit of energy.
Keep him alive. Right, yeah. Quickly, Gemma, your song.
And oh, no, I'll... backstory, just a great track. Mantronic's Got to Have Your Love.
Oh. It's a bloody good one.
It's a great intro.
You're listening to the... I'm not going to talk over the intro, so I'm saying it now. You're listening to the Funny Mummies on Soho Radio for the Other Woman Show. We were just talking off air and I was like, let's talk about it. Is obviously a lot of us try to live this sort of combined life of, we don't get the luxury of maternity leave, BT,
no,
do we, sort of thing.
No.
This is BT Emerson, Hattie Ashton, Gemma Beagley. Sorry, I should say that at the beginning. You're straight back it.
Yeah.
Maybe when you don't want to. And you were saying you went to an audition.
Yes.
And she's 8 months.
7 months.
7 months. I'm putting another bloody month on her. And was that a conscious... Did you say to your agent, I don't want to go out auditioning yet, or nothing came?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, to be
enforced.
Honest. Probably the latter. But in my mind, I was like, I'm just saying I'm not ready yet, actually.
Yeah.
But probably nothing came in. But I went to one audition the other day, sort of tried to get back on it.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like, but I feel like they asked me to go up 4 flights of stairs to get there. I felt like they were already testing me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was really sweaty. Now. And I was like, I just about to manage to like make my hair look fine.
Yeah.
And like put some mascara on. And then I was like sweating. And I sat down and like everyone else was just like models with no children.
Oh. They're probably not, but that's how it feels. Isn't
that's how it feels.
Oh, you've got to blow dry your hair.
Yeah. And like learn the lines.
Yeah. It is. I think. Personally, I do. Maybe I'm just being lazy, but I think not go back too soon. I remember going to an audition, and this woman looked so pale. I thought, what's wrong with her? And she was like, I just had a baby 3 weeks ago.
Oh my goodness!
But you could tell she was just like, I must get back to work.
Oh my god, 3 weeks!
It was like 3 weeks.
I don't think I'd done a poo after three
no.
weeks.
No,
without holding a sanitary towel.
Yeah,
those that know. The first poo.
In the bath. Jesus.
In the bath.
In the bath, running water.
Running water. We're very graphic, honestly. But,
awful.
I think you sort of know, don't you? But, I mean, I went to one of my Hang first on. Ones. It's fine. She didn't want to miss out. With Jessica Foscue, actually. I think both... her baby was this is the thing, her baby's younger than mine, two, three months younger than mine, and yeah, we were both there breastfeeding and then taking turns to hold a baby and going in, and she bloody got it, mate. She got that job. But I was sweating my head off, like you say. I just was rubbish. I was I'm further along than her, but she was handling it much better than me.
Wow.
But you've got you've got to have your first day back, right?
Yeah, so it's your first
you've got to have it.
So I know I haven't got that audition because
but you've
I was sweating for my upper lip and it was awful.
But it is practice.
But it's not as bad. I did do an audition before where the lady who was filming me was like, "Do you want to just go outside and just pat yourself down?"
Oh,
and I was like, "Yeah, okay, thanks." But I'm just like quite. If I sweat, it's from my face. Always.
Really?
Yeah. Just all comes out of my face. Literally
on your
all the
arms,
sweat.
Just dry.
Dry.
You put deodorant on your face.
Yeah. I mean, do they do face deodorant? Because I would buy that.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
The other side of it, though, and you'll know, BT, is the classic thing they say, and Gemma will know, is when you don't care, it's more like you get these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, your next one might be that one. Because I remember... Actually, maybe Hux was about her age. And I went, I just don't care. And that was one I got. And then...
Yeah.
But then the real joy comes in when you're like...
Because they can't smell the desperation on you. They're like, oh, she's quite good, actually. She's quite cool.
Then joy comes in of like, oh, I hadn't thought about childcare.
Yeah.
Who's going to have him? Have you got a good... Because...
Luckily, I've got a retired mother-in-law.
Oh, right.
Who lives in Morden. So...
Oh, great.
Perfect. It's a dream. It's a dream.
Oh, that is...
Yeah.
Honestly.
And she's really keen.
Oh, my goodness. God, that is everything in it, Gemma.
That is brilliant. I know. Yeah.
So grateful.
Yeah.
Let's just... But has she had her already, like, some
she's
days and stuff?
She's had her. For
and
that day, I did the audition
you?
She had the whole
did
day. I dropped her at theirs.
Even better.
You can work on that.
Yeah.
No, because then you don't make a mess of your house.
True.
You have to
and I don't have to tidy
Morden,
for her. That's more of the... That's my problem. I don't have to... So, I'm not a tidy person. I just feel like she'd be judging me.
Oh, really? No, I think it's good to drop them off there.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But maybe as you go on, yeah, going up to zone four, whatever it is. Mm. Oh, that's good. So you've got childcare sorted.
Yes.
Brilliant. Because your sisters and stuff, they live quite far from you then.
Well, my older sister, they're moving to Devon in summer.
Right.
So, but my younger sister lives in Clerkenwell, but she's self-employed. So I feel bad, like, asking her to take time out of her.
Right.
Like...
She can do evenings.
She can do evenings,
I mean, I'm
yeah.
trying to sort out your childcare because it just worries me. But you've got it covered.
I've got it covered.
Perfect. Right. So, have I covered everything, Gemma? Is there anything I've forgotten? No.
No, it's...
We're all
sleep,
good to go.
Sleep covered.
Sleep, sleep, sleep. Yeah. Just... And I didn't ask... So, you know, the whole sleep when baby sleeps...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, has that happened for you in the
Absolutely
day?
Absolutely not. I mean, maybe when she was, like, little, I would, because I just couldn't help it.
Yeah. But now you're like...
Wow, that is
need
a
to do stuff.
Screech.
Mabel wants to go. Can I just say, everybody, you can hear this, it sounds distressed, but her face is happy.
Oh,
yeah.
she's very
chatting.
Happy.
She's
just doing annoying noises, which is her thing. She's just a chatty girl.
She's very chatty.
She likes to get involved.
I don't know where she gets that from. Right, let's say goodbye. Anything anyone would like to big up? Or anyone? You don't have to big up yourself. You can big up another great woman. No, Gemma wants to big up no one.
Big up my mother-in-law?
Beatty's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Thanks. Down in Morden.
Veronica, thank you.
But people can follow you, Beatty, on Instagram. And is that where you're mostly at now?
Yeah. It's Beatty Edmondson, is
it
my Instagram
It goes that way,
handle.
Doesn't it? You just end up going, just go there. And it's all in one
it's
place.
It's all there.
And we can find out. Are you doing any gigs with the birthday girls?
No, we're kind of doing a hiatus at the minute.
Are
because
you?
Of that screeching thing that in the screeching. Corner.
Beautiful. Just enjoy it. And don't, don't worry about rushing to get back. Because I think there is a little voice that goes, but I must be doing this, must be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, just enjoy it, innit, Jem?
No? Oh, yeah.
You say listen to the voice.
it's that staying in a day, isn't it? Yeah. It's just how things
but
are.
It's also like, I want a new kitchen, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the
oh, God, yes. We do need, I've got all these little sound effects in case you, you know, like, but we can't do that now. I haven't got time. So let's end on some Ronettes. Bit of a weird choice to end on, but that's where I'm going. As always, I promote, obviously, Scream With Laughter, Lunchtime Comedy Club, where you can bring your baby. and I've got one the 29th of Jan, depending on when you're listening to this, in Ballon. Please come along. And also, we're going to be doing some live shows. Our first live show is the 1st of March at the Bedford in Ballon. It'll be me, Gemma, Margaret Caborn Smith, and maybe one other person. We're waiting to hear about that. Tickets are on sale now. Beta, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Mabel, and I can only apologise for her behaviour.
No, not at all.
I honestly, I'm going to say this now, I might upset other people, but I think she's been the best baby we've had on
here. Oh my God.
Gonna put that down.
Mabel. Do you hear that?
You can come again.
You can come again. Gemma, thank you as always. Let's go. And please download and tell your friends, subscribe, say nice things, then we can get lots of nice big sponsorship. I'm just going to be honest. Bye. You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast with me, Hattie Ashdown, in association with Screaming With Laughter for the Other Woman radio show on Soho Radio. Thanks to all my guests and panel today, and edited and produced by Charlotte Kingston. We'll be back every month for another dose of Mum and Tonic.
Happy Mother's Day!